May the Lord bless and help us all. I thought about something that Brother Clay told me when he was in Tulsa to one of his in-law's funerals. He said, I don't have to preach to live saved. And I don't have to preach to live saved. I want you brothers to feel free. I'm not one that just always running. So if you have a word of God after I sit down, you can come up behind me. I won't feel bad at all. I need your prayers. I just have a little thought this evening. And, you know, we check, and as Brother Chandler say, we triple check, double check, see if it's for us to move. We don't dare move out of order. But we think about religion. Religion. You know, you sing a song like, give me that old time religion. And I thought about one type of religion caused people to live right. And there's another type that caused them not to live right. We want to make sure that we're in the right one that calls us to live right. Religion is a faith system. Many people got different kinds of faith and different kind of beliefs. You have the Buddhism, you name it, there's so many of them. But we want to make sure we're in the right one. And the right one will call us to live right all the time. It will cause us to get along. When someone else is acting up, the right religion will cause us to act right. It would cause us to try to win that soul back that's been crushed and is kind of going back, other than trying to talk about that person and try to say derogatory things about him. And you know what? That doesn't help at all. I've heard someone say in the past, so you knew better. A lot of time, that really might not be true. Sometimes a person might not know as much as you think they know. You can be among some of the saints, and you'll be surprised at some of the things that you think they should know. But the Lord is faithful to help us to understand more and more about His ways. The right religion will help us. It'll give us a forgiving heart. It'll give us a forgiving spirit. And every saint of God should have a forgiving spirit. Amen. Not the hold on type. Now, when you find someone with a hold on type spirit, that's not the right religion to have. Amen. We should forgive and turn loose and keep on going for God. Right. Now, none of us here this evening have made it to heaven. Right. And if we don't stay true and faithful to God, we will not. So let us not think because we've been saved a long time, I got it made. No. Sometimes students will come in class and they feel, I got it made on this test. Yeah. And coming so close to bombing the test. Oh, yeah. But let us not feel that I got it made. We still got some work to do, dear ones. Yeah. When we get to heaven, we're not going to accidentally get there. Right. We're going to have to walk right down here. Yeah. We're going to have to live according to the word of God. You know, sometimes you wonder if some of these people are reading the same Bible that we read. It makes you think sometimes, are they reading the same Bible? How can they do that? But you know, there's some religion out there that's not the right one. But we want to make sure we got the pure religion that James talked about. Someone find it. He says, pure religion and undefiled before God is this. And this is what we want, the pure religion. Amen. We want the religion that will help us when we're going through trials and tests of life. Yes, we want a religion that will help us when our neighbors and friends are talking about us. When things are not going our way, we want the true religion. You know this business about, you don't have my way, I'm not going to play with you and all this. This won't get it. We want the true religion. We want to make sure that what we're doing, we are in order of God. Now, dear ones, we think about those people back in the book of Acts. And say, when they got together, they had pure religion.
Yeah.
They had a common goal set. And they worked toward that common goal.
Yeah.
Now, we don't work toward the same thing, one praying like this and one praying like that. That's not together.
Yeah.
And if we are together in Oklahoma and out here, the Lord would bless.
Amen.
The Lord has always respect the righteous. Even when Jeremiah was put in the dungeon, the Lord respected that man.
Yes.
Brought him through. He went through some things, but God was right with that man. And he can be right with us, dear ones.
Yes.
We need to be together.
Amen.
This type of religion would put us together.
Yes.
It causes us to love each other other than trying to tear the other one down.
Right.
So many times people are trying to tear someone down, trying to tear their influence. That's not the religion we need, dear ones.
Yes.
We need pure religion. Read what the book of James says here. The letter of James. Pure religion. We think about something being pure is all the contaminants and being removed from these kinds of things. Pure religion and undefiled before God is this. You know we got work to do, do we not? And we had better get busy doing the work that God wants us to do. We can be so busy in someone else's affairs, busy body, saying things we shouldn't be saying, and we need to stop that, dear one. God is keeping a record of how we're living down here. And I thought about this song that Sister and Brother Reed and them used to sing. Brother Reed and his sister. My Lord keeps a record of why we're living down here. He knows all about it. And God is keeping every one of our records, dear ones. And we had better make sure that we keep that record clear. Ask Lord to help me to examine myself. I think sometimes people want to examine somebody else other than examine themselves. They can tell you how you ought to live, but they can be living any kind of way. But dear one, we need to make sure that we examine ourselves. And say, Lord, search me. And read the word of God. And if I'm not there, endeavor to get there. Now, we all are still traveling, but we don't know it all. And we will never know it all. But every one of us know enough to keep saved. Pure religion and undefiled before God is this. It attaches a responsibility behind it. We have a job to do, dear ones, not just to keep my little self straight, but try to encourage my brothers also. When we see someone kind of tipping back a little bit, we should be able to encourage that person. Come on, you don't have to go back. The Lord can help you and see you. You can make it, brother. You can make it. But sometimes sit back and, I didn't think he wasn't anything to him anyway. Had my doubts about him anyway. It's Christ that does the saving. We cannot save anybody. We can live right and be an example to cause someone else to look upon our lives and say, I desire to live like this. But if we don't have this pure religion that we're talking about here, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. A lot of people are talking Christianity. A lot of people are saying, I'm saved and all this, but they're not living anything. But pure religion is a type that will cause us to live a clean, holy life day by day. Not just when we're in the house of God, not just on Sunday, but day by day. When you're out there working, maybe you smash your thumb, pure religion will help you to keep on going. It won't cause you to stop and do a little cursing. Lay my religion down and cuss a little bit. Thought about a few days ago, one man was saying he had some trouble with his car and it wouldn't act right. He just got mad and hit the car. So if you're not going to act right, you're going to be bent. Well, that's not the kind of religion I'm talking about. I'm talking about a type that will help us when things don't go our way, we can still go on. Well, thank the Lord. We just got to sing a song about praising God. You know, sometimes when things get to be so heavy, how can we praise Him? This brother just got through praising right over here. So glad to see you, brother. I appreciate it. Met him up there quite a while ago, and I just kind of got attached to him. He's praising the Lord in all this. He got pure religion. It'll cause somebody to praise God. Pure religion will cause a man or woman, a boy or girl, to testify sometimes. Sometimes people come around, you never hear them say, I'm saved. Just sit there. Coming to church is not enough, do you want? We need to work. He said, pure religion and undefiled before God is this. This is a responsibility to visit
the sick, the fatherless, and the widows in their affliction. Now, they don't have to be sick to be afflicted. And other things can be afflicted on people other than being sick. But pure religion, the person that got this, will be concerned about his brother. How concerned are you and I about our brother and our sister? Well, that's tough. They should pray like I pray. That's not what we need. We need to help these dear ones. We need to work together as a whole group. The whole body in California and in Oklahoma, all of you, working together. Seeing eye to eye, only according to the Word of God. If we read the same Bible, I believe we got the same spirit, we'll see eye to eye. We don't have to be hearing this kind of thing. Well, over here they're doing this, they're doing that. We can hear they are saints. They got what it takes. Pure religion. Someone find Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. So at the verse 16 first. Jeremiah 6, 16 through 19. Pure religion. A cause a man or woman to forgive. When before someone comes and asks you, I've been sitting up there, I'm just waiting to see what he's gonna say. He know he was wrong. He know he shouldn't have said that. Pure religion will call you to forgive that person before he even comes and asks you. Send back holding grudges. What kind of religion is that? It's not the pure religion. It doesn't teach us to hold grudges. Just holding on because they didn't treat me right. Who am I anyway? We are nothing. One writer mentioned about we being less than nothing. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But pure religion calls us to be humble. God wants humble people. Those that stand up, you know, one brother mentioned once about I just want to stand up. And that is so true. I got to have my way. I am right all the time, and you people are just wrong. Well, that's not pure religion. Someone else can be right too. But the Word of God is always right. In the book of Jeremiah, thus the Lord said this. And if the Lord said it, what should be my attitude toward it? Oh, amen, Lord. It's your word. Amen to it. But when sometimes a prophet brings the word of God, it's not an amen to it. I wonder if you know what he's talking about. It doesn't take all that. Yes, it does. If the word of God comes forth, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to the people by his prophet, you better take heed to it. Too much of this religion, and all kind of religion. I believe what I believe. Well, we better get down to business. It's time to get down to business, dear one. I thought about they came over there about some army worms coming around Oklahoma from Texas, and they're eating, you know, your grass and whatever. Those things are down to business. I saw one of my neighbors yard. He said, "Y'all look like someone came over there and just kind of roughed it up for the dirt to show. It's just brown." Those army worms, they are down to business. We better get out of business. If little things like that can get out of business, why can't we get out of business? It's time out for plain church and plain religion. What are you doing over there? What are you doing this over? We better get right with God. Pure religion will call us to get right. Pure religion will help us. If we find we're short along some line, it'll cause us to want to measure up. Lord, what more can I do? It's not a, this is a growing thing. We can't just stop what I'm saying and sanctified now. I don't get on my easy seat and do nothing. No. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't mean anyway. Maybe I got some kind of religion y'all don't have. The man doesn't work like that. If it did, I'd be whole now. Pure religion. We got a responsibility. We got some brothers and sisters we need to encourage. We got some kinfolks that's unsaved. Pure religion will put something in us to help us, to cause us to have a burden to want to do what I can. You see, you say, pray for my unsaved loved one. Pray for this and pray for that. But some people don't seem to have any concern about anybody but themselves. There's a religion that permits adultery living. There's a religion that admits, you name it, playing around on their wives and all this kind of, that's not pure religion. But those are, there are some religions like it, but I'm talking about the one here. Yeah, religion is a belief system. What people believe, and we believe in a true God. And he directs us as we go through this life, and he'll direct us when we draw our last breath. We go to heaven. Pure religion. This brother said, thus the Lord said this, stand ye in the ways. That is pluralized. There are many religions out there, but he says, stand ye in the ways. And then after standing the ways, I want you to see. Do some observation. Be sincere about it. If your condition is need to be worked on, be sincere about it. Stand ye in the ways and ask. What else did it say?
And ask for the
old path. I'll tell you, a lot of passages that come up now that's kind of man-made, they won't work. Man-made religion won't work. Apostle Paul was in a man-made religion. Yes, he was. He went to the great school under Gamaliel, did he not? But he didn't have the true religion, did he? He had a man-made religion. But when he made contact with God, he got a hold of something. This man was out there getting God's people, if they call upon Christ and reign to Jerusalem, persecuting him right there when Stephen was stoned, but he got a hold of something. There are a lot of man-made religions, dear ones. There are a lot of man-made little places around. They just pop up. They're just popping up. But those kind of religion, they don't believe in living free from sin. They don't believe in having one wife. They got to have another. That's not worth getting another, see? Sometimes they might even fight over their house. They call it salary.
Yes.
We don't go around and say, well, if you give me so much, I'll come and be the pastor over here. I'm so glad the headquarters.
Yes.
I'm glad the headquarters of this religion is not on this earth. God and the Spirit of God set those in the members as He chooses. And when He put them there, it works.
Amen.
Go around saying they're going to pay Him back $2,500, $3,000 a month. Oh, I want that. We better desire the true religion.
Amen.
God will take care of His people.
Yes.
Remember Elijah, was it? That the Lord took care of him, a little old bird fed him, didn't he?
Yeah.
You think that man had true religion? He could have had a man-made religion, been eating maybe something else other than what the Reverend bring. We may call those things crows. How would you like to eat a piece of meat the crow brought by your house? You wouldn't want that.
That's right.
You know you wouldn't. But this man had something. He had a hold to God. And he had true religion. He was as God made a way for him. And when God made a way for him, he didn't push it aside. Lord, help us here. Lord, make way for somebody sometime they want to complain about it.
Yes.
We're talking about pure religion.
Amen.
And ask for the old path.
And he said, ask for the old path.
Where is a good way?
Where is a good way? You know, that's what people should be seeking for today. Where is a good way?
Amen.
Where is a good way? How should I live? How should I handle this condition? I'm in a bound. How can I live? Where is a good way? Is it here in the place? Can people see us and say, that is right there? We should live in such a way they can say, that's the good way.
Amen.
That guy is living something that I don't have.
Yes.
I've never seen anyone like. He stands out. It's something about her. It's something about him. It's something about those people right there. But how we are just murmuring, complaining. We want Christ to be on exhibition.
Yes.
Let every one of us endeavor to have Christ on exhibition.
Yes, Lord.
Not just when we assemble,
yes.
But when we're out there,
amen,
facing whatever,
yes,
we got the true religion. It'll show up.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to be out there blowing the referee's whistle either.
Yes.
You just live it.
Amen.
Someone say Jesus will shine
if within
you. See, proving what?
Showing
His grace divine. Do you believe that?
Amen.
This is true religion.
Yes.
If you're going through some hard trials, the Lord can help you. But there's a religion out there that says you don't have to go through all this. You can just go tell them off.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull off your coat and hit them.
Yes.
And go back and Lord will forgive you.
Uh-huh.
There's a religion out there that say, you know, I sin every day.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and ask the Lord to forgive me.
Yes.
Those kind of religion we don't need. We might die before we get back to ask God to forgive me. See? May the Lord help us here. True religion would cause us to have a love for our brethren in the Lord.
Amen.
Regardless to the color of his skin.
Lord,
I'm not going over there. Not going to help those white folks.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What kind of religion is that?
Yes.
I don't think God is pleased with seeing groups. I'm going to tell you something else. When you go to meetings, you notice the grouping.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, well, we over here.
That's ugly.
Yes.
That's real ugly.
Yes.
Now, I might step on someone's toes, but I must preach the word of God.
Amen.
And I'm commanded to do that.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, grouping is not nice.
Amen.
But that happens sometimes.
Yes.
Well, this is the way I was brought up. We need to be brought up according to the word of God.
Amen.
I'm talking about grouping in meetings according to colors. You see, the black one place and white. Why can't we just all be mixed up out there like the U.S. flag? Oh, no, not me. It's awful. If you fit in here, get rid of it. Get true religion. Peter had this problem, did he not? Oh, you know, Peter went up to that place and then went into the trash. Someone find that. He saw all kind of beasts and whatever coming down through down there. And the Lord said, rise, Peter. Slay it. Oh, no. Not me. I'm a Jew. I won't eat anything unclean. God got him told, didn't he not? I tell you, we better be careful and get this true religion, get it down right. I don't know what's in people's minds about if I sit there, what'll happen. We better get our eyes on God and get something that'll stand. This kind of stuff won't stand in the judgment. I don't believe it'll stand in the judgment. But I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to sit over here. You know, that's done right. We can do better.
Amen.
We're growing up children. They see the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, we all say we wish we were same way. But we sit on this side. We sit on this side. And I sit in the center. I must preach the word, sisters and brothers.
Amen.
I must preach the word. I don't know when I'll be back out here. But when I'm out here, if God gives me a bomb, I'm dropping the bomb.
Amen.
Help us. Brothers, we gave you a chance to come up. God had me coming up in it anyway.
Yes.
True religion.
Yes.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
How do we respond to what the Lord says? We want to go around something. Well, so-and-so said this. And I called brother so-and-so and he said that. But he didn't say, and I called on God and he said this. You don't hear that, see. You hear what? You get these different opinions. What's your idea about that?
Yes,
pure religion.
Amen.
Magnify God is this. We'll take the word of God just as it is.
Right.
And if you don't understand it, consider that anyway. And when God sees fit to give you understanding, he'll just reveal it to you. Other religion won't do that. You don't say it right away. Well, you need to do this. Someone will tell you, you need to go ahead and get a divorce. You'd be much better off.
Mm-hmm.
Pure religion, telling someone to go ahead and get a divorce, you'd be better off.
Oh, Lord.
That person would be worse off if you died in that condition.
That's right.
Lord, help us here.
Amen.
Pure religion.
Yes.
Thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way. These people had some problems.
Oh, yes.
But they had a chance. And we have a chance today, if there's anything in our lives is not as it should be,
Yes.
It's time to get rid of some stuff
yes.
and put some stuff on.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes stuff needs to be gotten rid of and put in a dumpster.
That's true.
So that the garbage man can pick it up.
Amen.
Same thing with our lives. Sometimes the stuff needs to be taken out of our lives, done away with, and put on what God wants us to put on.
Yes.
And I believe if we do this, it'll be a better reformation.
Oh, yes.
What congregation are you from? I couldn't tell the difference. Whoa, I see. Well, over there, they're this way.
Yes.
Oh. Now, which one got pure religion?
Amen.
The one that's this way or the one that's that way? Both of them need some help.
Amen.
Pure religion.
Yes.
Lord, help us here.
Right.
I tell you, you just need to pray for me.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't believe.
Your eyes on Jesus.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Amen.
That God will have people sometime when they have a meeting someplace, and on a Sunday, like about every congregation dawns where all those people are not called into evangelistic work.
Right.
If they were, there'd be a prayer meeting some night.
Yes. Yes.
I'm talking about pure religion.
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody just going to be going.
So.
You're not benefiting anything.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to get some spiritual help. Come back just dead, maybe with the word ain't left.
That's true.
Talking about pure religion.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
Pure religion is help us to seek the Spirit of God and be led by the Spirit of God. Not having someone just force you. Yeah, brother, you go ahead. You go ahead. You better watch that.
That's right.
They force you out there and you have a big downfall and there you are.
Yes.
Pure religion will say, wait on God.
Yes.
Remember reading the book of Acts.
And Apostle Paul was going to go to Jerusalem. They said, don't you go there. He said, what meaning you to break my heart? Someone find that. I'm not ready. You know, not only just go there bound, but to die for the Lord.
Yes.
Someone else came along, and Agabus, was it not, that took off a garment or something like that and say he made a demonstration. Well, the Spirit of God was faithful to help him to do it.
Yes.
But he couldn't convince this man. Paul had the Spirit of God, too.
Yes.
The Lord had told him
yes.
what to do. And he failed to be persuaded otherwise. It's in the Word of God.
Yes.
We're talking about pure religion. It might hurt us, but we at best we go ahead and do it anyway. When I was coming up, my mom and niece gave us what they call 3-6. And it was very bitter. And I hated it. But I took it. It did me good.
Yeah.
They had some stuff they called poem tea. Very bitter stuff. You know, you shouldn't want to take it stuff. Sometimes my mom would hold my nose and even put castor oil and sugar in my hold my nose. But it was good for me. So some things may be bitter to us, but if we take it, it'll do us good spiritually.
Yes.
Saints of God should be together.
Right.
Should be people that we can depend on.
Right.
If I have some problem way back at Oklahoma, I call and say, pray for so and so. They only need praying. No, you know what they do? Some of them, what's wrong with them?
Yes.
I wonder what's wrong with them. They're not even only need praying. I wonder what's wrong with them.
Yes.
The person needs some prayer right then. It's none of your business what's wrong. You can't get them in the way. Pure religion won't be acting like that. They just go ahead and pray.
Yes.
We got to have this curiosity thing. You know, we need to drop some of that stuff.
Yes.
Too many, you know, too many people too nosy.
Yes.
Busy about anything. But we need to get the pure religion you want.
Yes.
It'll stop a lot of this talking and stuff. Yes, it will.
Yes.
It'll stop a lot of this backbiting. It'll stop a lot of talking about something you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
It'll stop a lot of this stuff you don't have facts about. Just going anyway because someone else said that pretty soon that thing is so long and all of this is untrue.
Yes.
Pure religion won't do this. Lord help us. Lord help us to move on.
Amen.
Get what we need in our souls. Yeah. Work on ourselves. You know if we don't work on ourselves, who will? Your brother will try. But why he's just a try, you know what's happening? His soul is being left out.
Yes.
He's lacking, so busy trying to work you over. Pure religion. Don't try to stretch me, pastor, out.
Yes.
You pray for him.
Amen.
Lord bless my pastor.
Yes.
Try to encourage him.
Yes.
Lord help us. But the other religion, oh no. Leave him alone, see. Lord help us. Pure religion will not pat someone on the back when they know they're not doing what they should be doing.
Amen.
Yes.
The other religion will not. You know. God bless you. He just wants money in his hand. That's not right.
Yeah, right.
Those guys get paid big money. We don't want that.
Amen.
We want the pure religion. Amen. It'll take us on to heaven. It would call us to love everybody.
Amen.
You know, pure religion is that old time religion.
Right.
It's the one that Apostle Paul and them had. And I believe it's one that Abraham and them had. They just stood firm. Pure religion. And this brother said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see for yourself. You have a choice.
Yes, yes.
If you want pure religion or not. Everyone has a choice.
Yes.
God gives us a choice each day. We can live right.
Yes.
Or we can live wrong.
Yes.
We have a choice.
Yes.
We have a choice to pray during the day or in the morning time. Or we have a choice not to.
Right.
We have a choice to read the Word of God. Or we have a choice not to.
Yes.
That's pure religion. The other religion might demand that you do this and that. See, pure religion will take free will offerings.
Yes.
Some religion, well, we don't have enough. We're going to go to this thing again.
That's right.
See, we don't want that. Lord, help us.
Yes.
Pure religion will say, everything I have belongs to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Won't be holding tight, you know. Someone said, Nick was putting in Sunday school, been played out a long time ago. Here come a person up here with a lot of money, put a big old $1 bill in the collection plate.
Yes.
Pure religion, I believe it'll do better than that.
Amen.
We're not preaching for money. But pure religion will help us to know how to control our means and help us know when to shop, what to buy, and help us know what kind of cars to get. Some cars saints shouldn't have. You wouldn't feel right if I had me a big T-Bird with a big spoiler on the back of it's propped all down with great big wheels on it. What's wrong with him? You hear those pipes he got on his car?
and all those squeals. I'm talking about pure religion. And it calls you, well, this is not appropriate for me. I don't think I want that. And it calls us to know how to dress and purchase items to wear. And it calls us to know how to help our children. How to dress our children. Not dress them up because this looks pretty on them.
I'm talking about pure religion. I don't think any of you can remember. My children and wife would fix dresses for them with they having all this old fancy stuff on them, you know, and they had them up so short they show all above the knees. Pure religion would teach us how to dress. And we'd be glad we dressed them right. The other type of religion, they dress any kind of way. Body parts showing. Switching and all this. We're talking about pure religion. It doesn't do this. It calls you to walk in a discreet manner. Yeah. Not just shaking yourself and everything is so tight. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We're talking about pure religion. Yeah. You see some of these people, they're so religious. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And some of them are so puffed up. I was at a place once, that person said, y'all got to move my pastor parts here. So we had to move the car away. So now it was a pastor's wife place. So we had to move out the way so the pastor's wife place would be vacant. Pure religion? Part where you want to part. Yeah. We're just like you are. Yeah. We are trying to make it in. Yeah. Why should I have a special reserve just for the pastor and his wife?
Yeah.
Lord, help us here.
Yes.
Wife's got to live right. Husband got to live right. Preacher's got to live right. Lady got to live right also. We all got to wear the same uniform. We got to dress the same way. This is what pure religion is, but that religion, some of them dress a certain kind of way.
Yes.
But he's got to dress a certain kind of way also, and he's got to have a certain price car and certain price clothes on. That's the Lord help us here.
Amen.
We're going to eventually get back to Jeremiah 6 and 16, brother. Thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways,
yes,
and see, and ask for the old past. It's time that everybody in the Reformation get back to the old path. Oh, I thought about this song that said, let us go back to our fathers praying ground. So many people have stopped praying and want to leave it to the preachers to pray, but we all got to get back to praying to one. Things are coming upon us and fast. We're living in a time when wickedness is just flooding the land, dear one. What are we going to do about it? Lord, help us here. One person said a few nights ago about they supposed to raise a tax and you tell us stuff like that. We ought to do something about it. We're going to look to the Lord to help us.
Amen.
What can we do about them raising taxes on utilities and things like that, except pay for it if we're blessed to pay for it? Yes. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Pure religion. Trust in me.
Amen.
See. Paul said, my God will supply all of my needs. Pure religion. Would help us look to God for these kind of things.
Amen.
We don't have to be scared we can't make our obligation. God can help us out, will he not? If he calls a raven to feed a man that was out there, he can help us too.
Amen.
One time he called the man to get a fish out. He took the fish out, and there was some money.
Yes.
Took that and paid the tax.
Lord.
We have tendency to worry about how I'm going to make this RIA next year. I'm not going to pay this. Look to God. He knows how to pay tax. He might not have you pick up fish, but he can help you to pay that tax some kind of way. Pure religion. What helps us not to be worrying so.
Yes.
Worry yourself until you get yourself sick. You know, that such thing as ulcers can develop from worry. See? What helps us? I'm just a child. I'm just so worried. I don't know what I'm going to do. Pure religion. Where did God say, cast all your cares on? Take care for yourself. He said, I would never leave you. Not for safety. You know, we got God. We're talking about pure religion. Many religions out there. But the other type of self, do the best you can. We better do our best I can in living for God and serving God, see. We're trying to get back here, brother.
And walk therein.
And do what? And walk in the good old path.
And you shall find rest
for yourself. This is talking about soul rest.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been around someone that didn't have soul rest?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing seemed to go right. Just murmuring and complaining and complaining and murmuring and trying to accuse someone else. But here it said what? Where are you going to find?
Walk in the old
path. Walk in the old path. And you're going to do what?
Find rest
for your soul.
Amen.
What does Matthew 11:29 say? Come unto me. Even after the servant is still, come to God. All ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I, that is saying, and you shall find rest for your soul. Read that. We better get that one right. And the soul in that someplace, take my yoke upon you and do some learning. You know, we don't have to be still to get someone to teach us. You can generate noise and someone trying to teach you won't learn anything if you don't pay attention. But sometimes the different cares of life and things can have a soul riled up and so excited we'll forget, can't get the test. The Lord can't get nothing over to us. They said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'll teach you how to live. I'll teach you how to trust in me. I'll teach you the thing you should do. And he can teach us how to treat our companions. He can teach us how to treat our brothers and sisters. We don't have any of them to lose. We all are important in this body. Think about your fingers. Which one would you want to cut off? Would you prefer this one to be hit with the hammer? This one? Or that? Or none? You must be none. Now, which one? We don't want to hurt our brothers and sisters either. We all are important.
That's
right. See, my little finger is just as important as my others. If I didn't have that, that's something I probably couldn't do. So what about our brothers and sisters? Some might have small, you know, occupation, or maybe they might not be as great in God as you are, but we all are important. We should function as one body. I look kind of bad up here with hold up a hand with one finger up there. But there's the whole body right there. All five are there. Four plus the thumb. Lord wants to be together, dear ones.
Amen.
And when we're together, you see what can happen?
Oh, yes.
We can just pull together.
Yes.
None of these fingers are in the other's way. I hope you get a lesson from that.
Yes.
None of my fingers are in the other's way.
Mm.
They all function.
Amen.
We're not careful and get in somebody else's way.
Yes.
And not doing what we should be doing. Too many times people want to do someone else's job. And sometimes they want to do the preacher's job. I guess they feel that I can really do that job. But the thing to do is do your own job. Live right. Live right. Act right. And look to God to help you to act more right. Pure religion would cause you to do this. He said, for I am meek. Now, think about Christ saying he's meek. And here's someone else that's just so, not so meek. You know, I'm meek. I know I'm meek. I know I'm, well, Lord, help us.
Amen.
Too much of I being used in the service of the Lord.
Yes.
Want to be seen.
Yes.
Want to be recognized.
Yes.
Well, I know I put some money in. I didn't say anything about me. Want to be seen. Want to be recognized. But we better get to true religion. We better get on down to business, dear one. Now, you may get offended, but we must preach the word of God. But if you take a heed to that thing that hurt you, it will do you good. We need to be hurt sometimes. It'll do us good. We need to be agitated sometimes. If you don't agitate those clothes, if that thing go bad and agitate that washer, those clothes are going to come out just like you put them in, except they're going to be wet. You don't believe it? Take your agitator out and see what happens. It's just like if you put them in water, then take them back out. So we need to be agitated.
Yes.
That will shake some stuff off.
Oh, yes.
That shouldn't be there. Pure religion will help you to see those things that need to be shaken off, help you get them off, and put on the things you need to put on.
Yes.
It'll get you ready for heaven. It'll work every time.
Amen.
This is what we need. The true religion.
Yes.
The pure religion. Don't try to mix it with anything else. There's one religion that's kind of mixed things up.
Yes.
They do pretty good along some lines. On other lines, they're doing pretty bad.
Yes.
But this true religion will cause you to do right at all times.
Amen.
This is what we want. We don't dress up anything. The other type of religion are kind of dress things up.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we're not. Lord, help us.
Yes.
And you shall find rest unto your soul.
Amen.
All worked up and can't get along with people and fussing and all this. This is just so ugly.
You know, if we can get a picture sometime and just look at that. Is this me? If we can do that, the Lord can show us ourselves through the Word of God and through the Spirit of God. And when we see ourselves, sometimes we want to look, oh, I don't need that. Someone else should be able to get that. I don't need that. I know I'm not like that. And you know good and well it's to you. You're looking right into it. No, that's not me. I know I don't need any more patience. I know I love them. It needs some patience. I know I don't need no more faith. Look at you. Lord, help us. To me, I take this serious. Living for God is serious. And I take it serious because I'm trying to make it to heaven. And I must do whatever my Lord showed me to do. Whatever I understand, I must do that. You should do the same thing. We shouldn't try to cast someone down. Pure religion would help us when we're feeling cast down. The Word of God tells us, why are you cast down, O my soul? You ever feel cast down?
Yeah.
The Lord has a way to lift us up. Why art thou, Psalm 41 and 42, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hold thou in God. Literally, you say you need to go see a psychologist. Pure religion doesn't say go see a psychologist. We got our Lord.
Yeah.
Man, you sure need to go see a psychologist. Remember one time, I guess I probably shouldn't mention this, but I'll do it anyway. When Lincoln was lost for a son, someone had mentioned if we had had them to have someone in my family have some counseling. Well, we didn't pursue that issue. The Lord has helped us.
Amen.
You know, if He promised to help us, He'll do it. But sometimes people have a problem grasping promises.
Yes.
See, seem like sometimes they would believe someone else other than believe God.
Yes.
You know, in all time, that man can fail. But seem like they'll believe someone else. I didn't believe God. You ought to go see what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God gave us common sense.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
The pure religion doesn't say God gave us common sense.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that. Go see what's wrong with you. God knows what's wrong with us.
Yes, He does.
Pure religion will help us to do more praying.
Yes.
And I'm convinced the more praying we do, the closer we can come to God. And we can get some answers for ourselves. All of us in here, I believe, got two knees. I don't see anybody with their legs amputated. We all can pray. We shouldn't have to leave all the praying to the deacons and the preachers and the pastors. But sometimes we can get a lot of prayer requests in. But when it comes to pray, some of those people that load us down with prayer requests, they just be quiet. And sometimes they may say, ain't y'all praying for me? That's not pure religion. Lord, help us to get the true me of pure religion. It's all these things, and so.
Yes.
It causes you to live holy.
Amen.
When you're provoked.
Yes.
And you do get provoked.
Oh, yes.
You may get provoked on your job.
Mm-hmm.
You may get provoked with your children. You may get provoked with yourself.
Yes.
But pure religion helps us know how to respond.
Yes.
Unprovocation.
Yes.
And if you have not been provoked, please live a little longer.
Yes.
You will get provoked.
Yes.
And you say, you know, I understand what Brother Lowe was saying. You get provoked. But the Lord can help us to react in a way that's appropriate.
Yes.
God would be pleased with our acting. Amen. Acts, the 22nd chapter.
Acts 22:3-10.
Now when he had discovered Cyprus,
yes,
we left it
and we landed at Tyre.
For there the ship was to unlay her.
There the ship was to unlay her burden.
And find disciples.
And find disciples.
We tarried there 7 days.
We tarried there.
Who sent
to Paul from the Spirit
that he should not go up to Jerusalem.
See, Paul had pure religion.
Paul, you shouldn't go up there. And I pray like this, man, they got in for you. You shouldn't go up there, Paul. Trying to persuade him not to go after the Lord had told him and talked to him.
Yes.
We need to be careful.
Yes.
People can persuade us to do some things we shouldn't do.
That's true.
And God is not at all in it.
Amen.
I thought about that man that went back and got that prophet and persuaded that man to come home and eat with him.
Yes.
We had better be careful.
Amen.
Pure religion would help us to have a discernment. This is not right.
Yes.
Discernment, more discernment is needed in the church of God.
Amen.
Lord help us.
Yes.
Discern things.
Amen.
Lord help us.
Yes.
We need to spend more time praying.
Yes.
Other than talking and eating.
Yes. Right.
You know, I notice when some people get saved, they start just flushing up.
Yes.
Well, I want to flesh it out spiritually.
Yes.
And it takes some work, you know.
Yes.
We need to spend more time praying, reading the Word of God,
yes,
measuring up,
yes,
working toward more of God in me.
Amen.
You know, just because we got the Spirit of God, we can have more of it. Because I read in the book of Acts where it said these brothers had the Holy Ghost. Their own dying father said, and Peter being full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And Stephen being full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now, they got it back at the day of Pentecost, but he gave them some more for that case.
Yes, that's right.
The Lord can give us some more for the situation we may be facing.
Yes.
But oh, we have a tendency to want to solve it myself.
Yes.
Lord, help us to get the true meaning of pure religion. So we can get that down. Cause the brothers to work together. To forgive. You know, we don't have to be saying, I forgive you over my dead body.
Yes.
We can do better than that.
Amen.
The Bible teaches forgiveness.
Yes.
It says when you stand praying, forgive.
Right.
And it's on condition. If
yes,
we don't forgive, the Lord will forgive us.
That's right.
This is pure religion. But other religion would say, well, you don't have to worry about that. You're okay. We don't want any patent type thing. We don't want you to pat us.
Yes.
This would do us good. We need to hurt sometimes.
Oh, yes.
It'll help us to try to take care of those things. Most times when people hurt their hand or something, they try to take care of it. You got a band-aid.
That's very true.
You got a band-aid. Hold it right there. That's all bleed. Well, we need to be hurt sometimes. We can see where we stand. And Lord, help me.
Amen.
We need some more help. The Lord can help us, dear one.
Yes.
Sink deep in God.
Yes.
There's some more room for us to go in God, dear ones. Pure religion.
Lord,
yes. Yes, he does. He likes to hear us.
Yes.
You know, I know when my children were small, if they would cry, Daddy would be right trying to see what's wrong. See? You know, but you get so big, you think you can handle it, don't cry, you know. Well, I guess he's all right. You know, people can be like that. Cry to God. I can handle this by myself and make something out of it. Shouldn't make out of it. The Lord loves to do for us.
Oh, yes.
But he wants us to recognize him.
Amen.
He wants us to be all out for him.
Amen.
He wants us to get away from all the little frivolous stuff. And he didn't speak to me. And I'm not going to forgive him. And all this kind of stuff. Well, he messed up. He should have known better. He wants us to get above that.
Amen.
Yes. Have mercy. I still believe that adultery,
yes,
is wrong.
Amen.
There's religion, maybe several, that go along with that.
Yes.
But I still believe that it's wrong.
Amen.
And I still believe that the Lord will forgive that person and will deliver him. Because our God is a deliverer.
Yes.
Now, he might not do it when you want him to,
where you have to not rush him. We can't make him anyway. We have to just wait on God. I believe this is wrong.
Yes.
I still believe that saints should dress modestly.
Amen.
I just believe this.
Amen.
And there's a reason for that. We live in evil times.
Yes.
And people are just out there. I think women should dress modestly and carry themselves in an unattractive way, so to speak. That wouldn't draw undue attention.
Yes.
I just believe this.
Yes.
I believe all the tights and stuff should be done away with.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I believe all the spits should be sewn.
Amen.
I believe like this.
Right.
If you know the dress is too tight, get one that's wider at the skirt.
That's right.
Yes, that's so.
That's right.
And say, well, it wasn't wide enough, so I got the split so it can fit better. Well, that just doesn't look good to be, you know, be a saint walking down through there.
Amen.
I believe this.
That's right.
Now, I can believe anything,
yes.
But this is what I believe.
Amen.
I just believe that the Word of God wants us to live holy.
Yes.
That includes dressing holy,
yes.
Conducting myself in a holy manner,
yes.
Wherever I am.
Yes.
I believe that brothers should be careful about how they approach their sisters.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't believe that a brother and sister should be left alone. We are someplace. Even though the motive might be good,
yes.
But the devil is seeing it.
Yes.
And I believe the Word of God says, abstain from all appearances.
Yes. Appearances.
All
yes.
Now, this is what pure religion teaches.
Yes.
And I don't believe that I should be found somewhere in my car with someone else in the same seat where Geneva was supposed to sit, and she was a female.
Yes.
I believe like that.
Right. Amen.
I believe we are to keep ourselves unspotted.
Yes.
Didn't James say that?
Yes.
Unspotted.
Yes, Lord.
Well, it looks like, well, if you didn't do that, it would look like.
That's right.
And people's imagination can just get carried away.
Yes.
We don't want to give any space. For the devil.
Amen.
I believe this.
Right.
When you shake that sister or brother's hand, turn it loose. Don't just hold on to it. You want to hold on to someone's hand? Hold on to your wife's hand.
That's right.
See?
Amen.
See, like sometimes these people get married after a while, they don't want to hold on to the hand. You know, she's walking that way and she's walking her down, and he goes in this side, get on the car door, she goes on that side. So why, when you're shaking the sister's hand, just hold on to it. Shake a hand gently and drop it.
Amen.
I believe this.
Yes.
The devil knows a lot more than we know. He's experienced more than we are. It may not look like there's anything to it, but if you're not careful, it can lead and lead and lead. You check the Reformation and notice how different things that have happened. I've noticed some things that have happened since I came among the saints. Don't give space to the devil.
Amen.
It's not good. This is true religion.
Yes.
I believe this. I believe we should conduct ourselves at all times in a holy manner.
Amen.
On the job, wherever you are, I believe we should conduct ourselves in a holy manner. Sometimes the saints are the only lights on those jobs out there.
That's true.
That's right.
And if you go along right with the rest of them, where's the light?
That's right. Amen.
Where's the light?
Yes.
It's not there. It's not there. We have a map to go by.
Yes.
And we need to take heed to that map.
Yes, Lord.
It'll take us right on to glory.
Amen.
It'll keep us from falling into the different snares that are out there.
Oh, yes.
Snares are traps, and they are to catch people.
Amen.
The devil has snares and traps to catch people. It doesn't matter how long you've been preaching. There are some snares out there. We need to be careful enough to walk around the snare.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you drive out there working on the road, they said, danger.
Yes.
And most of us take heed and go around or slow up.
Yes.
Every once in a while, someone might say, you know, well, I just see and go right on through that and maybe take the line. It doesn't make sense. If that caution sign is there, road construction ahead, go to the right, you get speeding on anyway. It's dangerous, dear ones. It's dangerous when we just bypass the Word of God and say, I'll do it this way.
Yes.
Abstain from all appearances of evil.
Amen.
It'll do you good.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, how can you teach someone else?
That's right.
Yes.
The Lord is looking for perfect, holy examples and patterns.
Yes.
Now, you would be disappointed if you went down to the store to get a simplicity pattern and the picture had this dress, get home, and it was a pattern to a pair of pants.
Yes.
You know you would.
That's all.
I went to get a pattern, and it's supposed to be for a dress, and it's for swags. I believe that women should wear dresses.
Amen.
I believe this.
Yes.
Now, you cannot change my belief on
that. That's right.
Amen. There should be a difference.
That's right.
Between how he dressed and how she dressed.
That's right.
Yes, that's so.
Amen.
I don't think you would think very much of me. You saw Brother Lowe walking around with Sister Lowe's dress on.
That's right.
What has happened to Charles? And she's got his pants on.
Yes.
Who's wearing the pants? I believe the man should wear the pants.
Amen.
I believe that.
Yes,
and this is the way I live.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you want me back out here again, but this is the way I believe.
Yes, amen.
And I can back this up.
Yes.
In the Word of God.
Praise
it is for us to abide by.
Right.
This is true religion.
Amen.
The other religion would say, well, that's all right. Mm-hmm. I'd rather them to wear pants and wear a dress. Wear for wear a dress alone, I could have any problems.
Amen.
Right. That's so.
See? This is true.
That's right.
Lord help us.
Yes.
We talk about pure religion.
Amen.
This will get us to heaven here once.
Yes.
When we fall short of the Word of God, there's going to be some power lacking.
Yes.
See? And we want all the power we can get with God.
Amen.
We all walk by the same rules,
right,
the same regulation, the same Bible teaching. We'll be a better, stronger people.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
And when you come to Oklahoma, he said, well, they're teaching the same thing back
Amen.
Here. I don't see Brother Charles Wickham White walking around with dresses on. Brother Charles still wearing long pants.
Yes.
And he does not wear short pants.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going back here wearing some short pants around his house. It's so hot. But he got on those long pants and those long shirts. What's wrong with Brother Charles? Then you come back in, well, y'all, he's dressing differently now. So it must have been all right after all. I was right.
Uh-huh.
We must be what? Consistent.
Yes.
The Lord wants us to live consistently
Yes,
in this life.
Yes,
hold on to what we've been taught, dear ones. Ministers out there. Many teachings out there. But which one is right? The Word of God.
Amen.
And I believe we should be examples and teach. Not teach and not live anything.
Yes.
Our lives should be balanced.
Amen.
This is the Word of God.
Right.
Pure religion. Live a balanced life.
Amen.
It wouldn't make sense for me to tell you, get a job, and I never work myself.
Yeah.
The Lord has blessed me to work on other jobs. And I know some of the things you face. That's balance, is it not?
Yeah.
Apostle Paul worked, didn't he not?
Yeah.
Had a what? An occupation as a tent maker. And he worked with his hand. Because people say, well, you're up there using the saints' money. He didn't want that. He said, you know, I don't know what's problem. He said, you people know, you Thessalonians, West, you know how I, you got that already? You know how I work in my hands, you know, in support of myself and the other, something like that, you know. And then the old day, he said someplace about, if you didn't work, don't let him eat. But people have to say, he's spending the church money on things he shouldn't be spending on. You see what he got? Went out there and got him some things that he shouldn't have had. Just hold back next time. I won't put that much in. I'm not saying, I'm just giving an example.
Yes.
Lord, help us. Pure religion would help us not to be trying to tell a pastor how to spend his money.
Amen. That's right.
You know that? Once you put it in,
That's right. It's
not yours.
That's right.
But if you put it in and it's still yours, you're kind of like Ananias and Sapphira. See? They said, did not you sell it for so much? Yeah, they both lied.
Yeah.
You know what happened? The young men came in, took them out, and buried them. This is pure religion. You know, back there, the apostles didn't have mercy. Now, he could have said, well, I'm going to let you go this time. But, you know, people need discipline sometimes.
Yes.
And God has a way.
That's right.
Our disciplined people.
Oh, yes.
Let us be willing to take our discipline.
Amen.
If we don't take it, it won't do us any good.
Right.
God has a way of showing us where we stand.
Yes.
As a whole body.
Amen.
Let us get hold of true religion. Work hard on this thing.
Yes.
Don't be watching someone else. Maybe they did mess up. Maybe they went this way. But we can still live right.
Amen.
If we want to live right, nothing can make us stop.
That's right.
I'm the one who's in control, see. I can live right. You take a person who's trying to drive, and you up there trying to drive too, it causes some problems.
That's right.
See, I'm the type, I like to know, well, where am I going to turn before I get up there?
That's right.
When I get up and turn here, and I haven't had time to get a signal, I get a little bit frustrated there. Well, you should have told me back there, where am I going?
Yeah.
I like to know where I'm going to go, so I can know what land to get into. When I get there, I can make a smooth turn.
Amen.
You think about that. Same thing with this life. Hold on to God's way. Make smooth turns. Lord, help us. Did we read on the book of Acts to the 10th verse?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Verse 5. And when he had accomplished those days.
And when he had accomplished those days.
We departed and went on our way.
Departed and went on our way.
And they all brought us on our way.
And they all brought us on our way.
Wives and children.
With wives.
Till we were out of the city.
Till we
were
out of the city.
And we kneeled down on the shore and prayed.
Can't we do too much of this praying? You know, I noticed when I came here. It's still like pray more. And talk less. You know what I find? This is reversed.
Yes.
Lord help us. This is going to be reversed. How many times do you pray? Twice. How many times do you talk? Lots.
Yes.
Don't you think this is kind of reversed? This is good, but it seems like people are talking more and praying less.
Yes.
You know it's true. You might not say yes, but you know it's true.
Yes.
You watch when dismissal. Who's going to be praying? See? I'm so glad to see you. So and so and so and so and so and so. And time's still passing on. We can be have an attitude of prayer.
Yeah.
Pray more. If we would obey this, I believe there'd be some changes in the whole Reformation.
Yeah.
But we end up here. Well, they did this and that and the other, and they did so and so and so and so. And what about this right here?
Yes.
If we can get this image up here, pray, pray, pray.
Amen.
You know, they have such thing as rote memory, and you say it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Remember your timetables when you had, you know, 2x2 × 2x4 and all that, and you finally learn those things? If we can do the same thing and get to doing it, see, it would help us. This is pure religion. It teaches us to pray.
Yeah.
Pray and pray and pray. Somebody got to do some praying.
Yeah.
It should be more than just the ministers praying.
Therefore.
But they'll load him down with prayer requests and things like that, and they just go on about their business. You know, they go to Walmart, place like this.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
You got to go to Walmart. Lord, help us here. I believe we can make some sacrifices. Sometimes some of those trips can be left out and do some praying.
Yes.
This is serious business.
Yes.
I believe the Reformation is in danger.
Yes. That's right.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
We'll do our part.
Oh, Father, please.
I don't want to be said, if Charles had done so and so, and this would happen. Let us do our part.
Oh, yes.
Let us get down to business.
Oh, yes.
Be sincere.
Right.
About living for God.
Yes.
If you're not going to be sincere about living for God, it's just best to just get out of the way.
Right.
Remember reading over there where it said, better that person never known?
That's right.
Just best, if you're not going to be sincere and getting out of the business, why stand in the way? You may be blocking somebody else. I'm not saying you're standing in the way.
Yes.
I hope not.
Amen.
But you might be blocking somebody else. But you just right in the way, not doing like you ought to do it, not acting like you ought to act. You're not acting completely bad, but you're not acting completely good either. Just kind of partway thing. Not balanced. Pure religion requires us to live a balanced life. The other life, and you can talk, you got a life to back it up. This should be done, dear ones. Pure religion. I hope that these few words will stir up your pure minds.
Yes, Lord.
I love all of you.
Amen.
I'm not mad.
Yes.
But when the Lord gives me something to deliver, I have to obey.
Oh, yes.
I believe it's serious business.
Amen.
To get in trouble with the Lord. I desire your prayers.
Amen.